Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Teach Me Something Tuesday episode of the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. F. Scott Field, with a special week of gratitude, thanks, and just love and care. We're here in the week of Thanksgiving, and what more of an appropriate topic than thanks and gratitude, right? Some of these topics we're going to do in a five-part series are just little tidbits on kind of self-care, right? Kind of things you can do to kind of check in with yourself and see how you're feeling, you know, what needs to be worked on, things you can do to just feel better, to feel happy, to feel grateful and thankful. There's a ton of things that we can be grateful for and should be both grateful and thankful for. And one of the things that I do on a daily basis that I hope can trickle down into your daily practice and checking in and making sure that you feel happy and healthy is just self-checks, morning self-checks. I don't really do this on purpose. I think it's just part of me is getting older. And so when I wake up every morning, I just sit at the edge of the bed for a moment and I just kind of do a check-in like, hey, how am I feeling? Any aches, pains, creaks, joint issues, muscles issues, stress, anxiety? What am I feeling? You know, I don't judge it. I don't try to fix it right away. Being a physical therapist, obviously, you know, I automatically try to think, how can I fix the aches and pains if I have any? On occasion, I have noticed since I turned 40 or so, I've been getting the occasional quote unquote crick in the neck, as my patients would call it. A lot of times, especially if I end up passing out on the couch or something like that, or if I sleep awkwardly with a pillow that isn't mine or that I'm not used to, I'll occasionally get that pinched nerve in the neck that kind of goes down in and radiates down into my shoulder blade. And right away, I you know, my first instinct is, oh man, I got that pinched nerve. I got to work it out and, you know, stretch it out. And I do some, mobilizations to myself and, you know, to my neck. And, you know, within a day or two, it goes away and back to normal. So it helps to kind of to wake up and greet the day by just checking in with yourself, right? Just kind of doing that. How am I feeling? What are my feelings? What is my body telling me? And that just kind of gives you the opportunity to really evaluate not only your health physically, but emotionally and mentally as well. You know, whether you're a professor or a student, academia can be a tough grind. And so we have to be checking on ourselves every day, because if we do that, it'll bring a greater self-awareness, not only to, again, our physical health, our mental health, and our emotions. But also it can kind of help with our emotional intelligence as well and our EQ, right? The awareness of not only our surroundings and what's going on around us, but how we feel and how our surroundings make us feel. So, you know, if you wake up in the morning, every morning, you just do a quick self-check-in and see how you're feeling, that can really help start your day and help you adjust to any sort of emotions or aches or pains or anything you got going on. So that you can kind of help yourself have a better day and a better, you know, successful outcome of whatever you're looking to accomplish for that day. But again, it starts with numero uno, right? It starts with yourself, and you got to do that self-check-in. So try those morning self-check-ins and just see how you're feeling. Try it for a week. See if it makes you a little more aware. See if it helps with changing your habits or your behaviors or anything you have to do to kind of make yourself feel better, and see if it helps to overall happiness. Because again, that's what we're looking to accomplish. We want to be as successful as possible. We want to be the best possible version of ourselves that we can. And if you do these self-checks, that's a good way to start off your day. So hope that was helpful. Again, this is part of a 5-part series on thanks and gratitude and health and wellness and just kind of self-care on this wonderful week of Thanksgiving. A lot to give thanks for. So hope that that was helpful, and we'll see you on the next one. Hello, everybody. Dr. F. Scott Feel here, and we don't do this nearly enough. I wanted to thank you as an audience for being here, for listening to the shows. Without you guys, we wouldn't have anybody to geek out with over education and learning and teaching and educating. So thank you for being here, for being, you know, faithful listeners over the years. Also, if possible, we'd love to ask a favor. We don't do this often, but if you could leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps boost our rankings and our algorithm and really just helps get this message out to more people out there in healthcare education who may need, you know, some of the episodes and the experts that we interview. So if you could, like I said, leave a rating and review, we would greatly appreciate it. And we will see you on the next show.